The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Lighter might be a bit of a stretch.
Okay.
Because if you forgot, O.J. Simpson passed away yesterday at the age of 76 after a private battle with cancer. Obviously, very controversial figure considering most people were shocked that he got off on murder charges. A lot of people presumed him to be guilty, and now people are speaking out about his death. And one of those people is Marcia Clark, who was the lead prosecutor during his trial for the murders of his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman. So she is coming out, and she came out and said a very brief statement to Entertainment Tonight. She said, "I send my condolences to Mr. Simpson's family." Now, somebody that had a little bit of a longer statement is one of the witnesses who Marcia dismissed. His name was Cato Kalin. He was declared a hostile witness, which was a pretty controversial move at the time. And he had a pretty politically correct statement.
"I've been asked to comment on the death of O.J. Simpson. Foremost, I'd like to express my condolences to the children, to Sydney and to Justin, to Jason and Arnell. They lost their father, and that is never easy. I wish to express my love and compassion to the Goldmans, to Fred and to Kim. I hope you find closure. And finally, to the family of the beautiful Nicole Brown Simpson, may we always cherish her memories. Nicole was a beacon of light that burned bright. May we never forget her."
Somebody who was a little less politically correct was Ron Goldman's father, Fred Goldman. He has responded to his death saying, "The only thing I have to say is it's just a further reminder of Ron being gone all these years. Mm-hmm. It's no great loss to the world."
Yeah, I don't think you get any closure at all as a parent, even when this dude dies. And as I said earlier this morning, you know, I'm always a little conflicted to talk about stuff like that because the truth of the matter is he does leave home. He does leave a family and a wake of people behind that are hurting.
I do feel for his kids.
I feel for his kids,
for
right?
Sure.
I don't have a lot of remorse for O.J. I got no remorse for O.J. If you lived through it, and I think, Abby, you said you were really, really young?
So young. I mean, I don't, this was in the 90s. I might not even have been alive.
Yeah, I remember sitting around. I mean, this was must-see TV every single day. It started really with the Bronco chase, and then the court every single day was must-see TV. No, Everybody was around TVs.
When I was in high school, I was a sophomore in high school, and when the verdict came in, everything stopped. We had TVs pulled into all the classrooms, and we watched the verdict live in school. And that was my sophomore year of high school.
It was viral before viral was even a thing.
Yeah, that's right. It was a very defining moment for all of us that sort of lived through it. First, it was the car chase. That was the first one where I remember me and all my roommates at Disgraceland around the TV all watching. What is going on? O.J. Simpson?
Couldn't believe it.
Is on the run? What? And there are helicopters following this white Bronco on the highways of California because everybody thought he was working his way down to Mexico to get out of the country. So that's where it all started for us. And then the courtroom drama every single day, as I said earlier, when that verdict came down, it was the first time that I can remember in my life clearly seeing the country divided when it came to race.
And it was so unfortunate for that to happen because it was supposed to be about justice for Nicole and Ron, period. It shouldn't have been about race at all, but it did become this story that seemed to truly divide the country in a way where black people wanted one thing, white people wanted another, and it brought us against each other when it wasn't even about us.
Yeah, and the fact that he got away with it was just so enraging, just that there was no justice about that particular instance. I mean, he ended up going to jail on other things. I think the feds were on to him. They're like, okay, we're gonna get him for something. So they got him for some illegal gambling or something like that, or some
selling
collectibles.
He's trying to steal his own stuff back or
right.
something like that.
So they put him in jail for that. But as I sit here today, I feel numb about it. Like, bye.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to see that the the main character, if you will, in this whole story is now gone. And I wonder how the story is going to be remembered as it goes on. Like, because a lot of the people that are talking about it on social media are people my age who, again, didn't have like these vivid memories of watching like the car chase or watching the verdict. And hearing you guys talk about like the TVs being brought in, it's so interesting because it's like social media before social media. Because nowadays, like if this kind of thing was going to happen, we would all just be pulling up TikTok Live or X Live and watching it all go down. So it's our culture really has shifted. It's always been there, like the community of things like that that bring us all together, that watching something happen all in one space, but just going down in different areas. All right, Caitlyn Jenner is sharing a shocking message following O.J. Simpson's death. We'll discuss it on your next Eva's on The Burt Show.
If you listen late live to The Burt Show, you missed a lot of stuff early. Right? And you're missing some really funny and fun stuff. You don't have to. We put it up on our podcast, and you can listen on demand anytime you have some time available. And we do it segment by segment, but also in long stretches, so you can listen to the whole show if you need to kill some more time. And you can find that. It's called The Burt Show, and it's on any podcasting platform.
The Burt Show.